سلام سجاد، من میتونم صحبت کنم؟
Yes, نگاه جان، go ahead.
قربونتون برم سجاد، خیلی ممنون بابت اینکه اومدین و ما میتونیم الان صداتون رو بشنویم. خیلی خیلی دلتنگتون بودیم و من میخواستم بگم که از اون FDA قبلی من خیلی دارم به حقایقی که گفتین همش گوش میدم، لاسیتش هیچی متوجه نمیشم اصلا و فقط دارم گوشش میدم و فقط کیف میکنم همین، ولی نمیفهممش اصلا. یه سوالی من داشتم از شما، این که یه زندگی نرمال که اون شرایطی که توی زندگی بر من پیش میاد، من فقط اجازه بدم که بدنم اون کاری که باید رو انجام بده یا حرفی که باید بزنه، هر چیزی که هست. شما به من گفتین که خودش پرانتینگش میاد. من نمیفهمم یعنی چی؟ چطور این اتفاق میفته؟ اصلا هیچیشو نمیفهمم.
Who is translating? Go ahead and translate before I answer her.
Sure, Sachin. Deva says, thank you, Sat, so much for coming to this chat so we have the ability to hear your voice. We all missed you so much. I have a sharing and a question. Since the last FDE that we had with you, I've been listening over and over to your words that you said to me, and I don't really get them, but I really do enjoy hearing them and listening to them over and over. My question is, in a normal, ordinary life and with the situations that present themselves, how can I allow my body to just to do its own thing, for the thoughts to think their own things and for things to happen as they will happen? You said to me that the prompting will come on its own. My question is, how does that happen?
Everything is a prompting except the ego thinks that it is he or she is a doer. When you relax and you are aware of your silence, even if you're not aware, just the fact that you understand this truth, that by allowing the work to be done through you, or the words come out of your mouth, it goes much smoother than if we keep going in the gymnastic of the mind, where it says you should say that to this person, no, you should say this, and finally we become exhausted and confused. So everything, it is a prompting. Everything we do, whether it is a worldly prompting or a divine prompting in a way of intuition. But the problem comes when we take responsibility of this prompting, when we think we are prompting ourselves. Then the mind comes in and the good and bad have a battlefield there. And the decision gets harder to make. And you doubt yourself and all of that. So I would say, when you go to work, just work. When you talk to people, just talk. The anxiety and the anxiousness of it is a doership that is not necessary to have.
سرچون من میخواستم بگم که وقتی که من به صحبتتون گوش میدادم و وقتی که توی طول روز یادآور میشدم صحبتتون رو، خب یه حالت خیلی من آروم میکرد. اون افکاری که داشتم خیلی میومد پایین واسه من. و چیزی که داشتم بهش توجه میکردم و خیلی دوستش هم داشتم، یه حالتی انگار در من تراست می اومد بالا.
It's very important that when you feel like you're getting too busy or you're hurrying too much, to do exactly what you did, listening to the tapes and dwelling in a place that is peaceful.
Sachin, did you want me to translate the last part of what she said to you?
Go ahead.
Nigar adds, when I would listen to your words throughout the day or I would be reminded of them, they would calm me down so much, bring me so much peace. I would really feel as though the thoughts were going down. And what I was paying particular attention to, which I really loved and enjoyed, is that it would bring up trust for me.
Yeah. The other suggestion I have, Nigar, for you is that anytime you get a moment during your work, and I know you're full-time, just take that moment and feel yourself, feel the silence. Before you go to bed, calm yourself down. And when you get up in the morning the same way, before... I have a suggestion for you, Nigar. During the day, since you are very full-time, you work a lot, also find in between doing, just staying. As often as you can, not staying, stopping from movement, but feeling that you are staying, that you're feeling your presence, that you're feeling the silence. And also before you go to sleep, and mostly when you get up in the morning, when the ego rushes to say, I am somebody and I need to do all sorts of things, just pull it back. Pull it back again, feel yourself and feel your silence and your peace. And then start moving through the light, through the day with that memory, with that calmness. The more we think, the more we hurry through life. So if we can calm down our thinking, our doing becomes more perfect. Just remember to do that.